What's up? Well, we want to welcome you back to the What's Up God Hour. Well, first half hour went by quick, Doc Kev. You know, I hope you don't mind I call you Doc Kev because you're my friend. We'll get this down on how we're going to talk to you. But you were giving me some interesting information there. You know, I know you're my friend for a long time. And when I went through my bout of cancer and cancer-free now, praise God, one thing that you mentioned in your little speech that you were doing is that you give the spiritual, you're able to be there spiritually, not only mentally, but spiritually, and then help us out with the physical, with the herbs. And you were that for me. You know, you call it, or I call it a return because, you know, I was there for you once, you're there for me. But that's relationship. That's how God wants us to interact with him, too. You know, is to go back and forth. And you gave me some great advice on herbs that I did do. I followed that. They helped out tremendously. They helped with my recovery.
It probably speeded up your healing.
Right, but I also went to the physical doctors, had to take some advice there of removal, and I took that advice from them. But I want you to expound on that a little bit more, that it's not just about coming and buy a product off a wall. It's about, this is what the product does. It's about relationship. It's about, let's talk about this. And if you need some ministry, some prayer, which we're going to be talking about here in a little bit too, that prayer time, which would be that spiritual healing. Let's hear a little bit more on that.
Well, it's very important. You know, most people, when they're suffering from a chronic illness, such as cancer, and believe me, most people are scared to death of that, the big C diagnosis. You know, I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest fears to humans today, I believe.
I thought my life completely changed when I heard that word that I was diagnosed positive. I thought my life completely changed. Fear came over me, and that's why you were so important. You gave me understanding that I didn't know.
Right. And most people don't know this because the statistics are off, but cancer is the number one killer in this country. They say that the heart disease is, but if you look further in the statistics, actually cancer is the number one killer in this country.
It has
surpassed heart disease because of the inroads they've made in heart disease, and people are using prevention and a lot of new drugs on the market to treat heart disease. It has come down quite a bit. Now, there's been cancer has surpassed that, and also cancer diagnosis is on a large increase right now.
Right.
And I'm in an age group of we're boomers, and we're baby boomers, you know, in our late 50s and 60s. And I have a lot of friends, and being diagnosed now, with cancer. I mean, one of the reasons why I got into alternative cancer solutions is I had two family members pass away from it, and one was only 49 years old in the prime of his life, it was actually his second bout. He beat it the first time 10 years earlier, and then it came back with a vengeance, and they gave him 3 years, and it killed him in 2 years. And after I seen that, then I said to myself, there's got to be a better way to treat this disease, because I seen the effects of the chemo. I seen the effects of radiation. I've heard all about the effects of surgery, especially even from you. Because you opted for surgery.
Right.
And there are alternatives. That's all I can say. You know, go to my website, holistichealthcenter.us. I have a whole protocol on there. I have a lot of information on there about lifestyle changes, diet, spiritual counseling, mental health counseling, is a whole protocol on there. So just go to the website. It's great reading. If you're worried about cancer, you know someone that has cancer, or if you want to prevent cancer, go to my website, holistichealthcenter.us.
All All right. Well, I'll tell you what, that was a mouthful there, Kev. That's pretty good, huh? You feeling better now?
Amen. I feel great.
Right on. Well, you know, we're gonna talk about, and we're gonna get back, and we're gonna intertwine this a little bit more here this morning. But right now, we're gonna switch our gears back to the Word, okay? Because it's something that I think goes along with what you're saying. That's very important, and I'm gonna talk a little bit about the spiritual end, the spiritual healing. Again, there's nothing better to know that you're loved through a hard time. You know, my wife was so gracious to be able to, you know, being a nurse but more of all, being a wife, being a godly wife, a worded wife, a church wife, a mother, that she was able to give me that insight inside the house, even though it's more difficult for me to listen to the one closest to me. But I learned through that, and I knew that I could go to her because of her expertise, because she loves, she cares. And that's so important today. And I want to go back to Acts chapter 2 for a moment. I'm going to read 10 verses. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what I think is the number one thing in relationship. The number one thing in relationship I'm talking about with the Word of God, number one in relationship with God himself. As I watched that movie Exodus last night, there's something that they didn't call him Moses. They call him Moses. And Moses, one thing that Moses did, oh, I guess that's the way they pronounce it. It's like when you watch the other movie that Mel Gibson did.
The Passion.
It was Amen. It wasn't Amen. It was Amen.
Right.
Well, here it wasn't Moses. It was Moses. But one thing that he did when he was disturbed or when he couldn't understand is he went and got alone. He went to prayer. And his prayer just wasn't any asking for himself. It was talking back and forth to Dad. It was like, why are you doing this? Why, I don't want to do this. Why are you making me do this? It was questions. It was dialogue. It was relationship. It wasn't just, but he also, he stopped and he listened. Something that maybe we all could use a little bit. But we're going to, over the next few weeks, dissect Acts chapter 2. Right now I'm going to read 10 verses out of there, and we're going to go let me see here. I had it written down again. We're going to read verses 37 through 47. I'm going to speak a little bit about what Jesus is telling us. Okay, verse 37. So now when they heard this, who's they? Those that were in the upper room. Remember, a called out assembly for those. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promises to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. Souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread and in prayers. We're going to stop there. So, Father, just continue to give us the meaning of your word. I want to go with the word prayer, all right? All right? He told us a lot. Some people call that fivefold ministry to church. I know it's five things they did here in the book of Acts after the Holy Spirit had visited them. I think that's pretty important. So if I try to follow that in my life, I think I'd be able to go some better places with it. But back to your holistic background and everything, the importance of prayer is going to be very important to you when you're talking to these people, is it not?
Yes, it is very important. It has been many times I've had clients in my office, and they would maybe start breaking down, and crying, and I always let them cry. I can give them some tissue, but then I would ask him, can I pray for you? Can we pray together?
Amen.
And it really helps them.
So then, listeners out there, I'm going to give you about 10 seconds. Turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to go verses 5 through 13. Because, the disciples and all those, they were created with the same question. And Jesus would say, always pray to the Father, pray to the Father, pray to the Father. And, they said, well, geez, Jesus, how do we pray? You know, and I don't know if you've ever asked that question to yourself, but I ask myself that question a lot. How do I pray? Father, teach me. Because, you know, my prayers, I don't want them to be selfish. I don't want them to be centered. I don't want them to be repetitive to the point where I'm begging. I want them to be glorified and answered. So let's read Matthew 6, 5 through 13. And then, and when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have the reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And verse 7, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask them. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the first thing he told us in verse up here, verse 5, verse 6, and verse 7, when you pray. See, it's not a suggestion. It's a command. When you pray. Well, he told us three things when we pray to be reminded of. Don't be hypocrites. Don't do it so people think, oh, my God, look, you got this great prayer life. Another thing he says, go into your room. I don't know, that could be close your eyes.
Yeah, just find a quiet, secluded place.
Amen. Get you by know, yourself. Moses,
your closet, your prayer closet.
Moses last night went to a rock. He just got away from the crowd into your room.
Well, you have to, so you can focus on communicating with God.
Amen. And the third thing he says when you pray, do not use vain repetitions. Do we believe that our Father in heaven will give us all things as he sees or as we see? I mean, hey, if it's he's going to give it to us. We don't have to keep begging and begging him. I'm not saying don't pray for healing over and over and over. What I'm saying is don't make it a beg. Say it, and then after that, I would suggest that you say, I am healed, if you're praying for a healing. If you're poor and you want money, I am rich. Pray and then give the opposite and believe in what you're going and step out in faith.
Yeah, it says in another version, I like the Message because it, expands a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It says, go before God, just be there as simply and honestly as you can imagine.
Amen. Then verse 9, he says in this manner, he says, when you pray, in this manner, therefore, what is the therefore? Therefore, he goes, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. See, we got to make sure we give praise and worship to him first. Our Father who are in heaven. We got to go up. And then we bring it in, and then we bring it out. A lot of times we want to bring it in selfishly. No, we got to give honor. He says, our Father who art, recognize where it is. Then he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We declare God's glory for our life. See, we recognized him, and then thank you for being my daddy, my Abba, my Father. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts. Provision. Spirit of might. Where God guides, he provides. And then forgiveness. As we forgive our debtors. The scripture goes on to say, if you don't forgive your brothers, Doc, he can't forgive you. Then he says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Protection. Protection. Do not lead us into temptation. And then when he says, but deliver us from the evil one, deliverance. Protection and deliverance.
Yeah, one little version here. It says, keep us safe from ourselves and the devil.
There you go. There you go.
To get out of self.
And that's the message.
To get out of self.
Amen. And then on verse 13, he says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. is reverence for His Majesty. Start on by praise and worshiping God. And then when we end with this, it's reverence for His Majesty. I'm gonna go over three other little points, okay? And as we come upon the 11:30 time here, it's about another 13 minutes we got, where we're going to have another song or two, and then we're going to come in with our phone calls for call-ins and our wrap-up talk. So, you know, there was another fellowship that I used to go to, Kevin, and it was a great fellowship. You know, it helped me out of my addictions. And they have a book, and it was their Bible. There's nothing like the Bible. But I'm a diligent, as you know, teacher of that book also. They call me a big book thumper because if it's not in the Word, I don't want to hear it. If it's not in the book, don't even talk to me about it. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we know that book was taken from biblical principles.
Right.
And the founders of, and we'll say it, AA.
Right.
The founders of AA were, you know, were Christians, and you know, historically, you know, that they started their, I'll call it a ministry, you know, reading from the Bible and right. And that's how they had a very high success.
And they have a step called step 11 in there. That's where I got this from out of the book. It says, you know, continue with prayer meditation. Prayer meditation is so important. But, you know, I was taught, Kev, that when I wake up in the morning, drop to my knees and give God, go with God. And I missed the boat if I did that, bro. That's good. Don't not do that. But that's not where it begins. I mean, let's listen to this. How about when we retire at night? See, our day begins tonight, Kev. It doesn't begin when we wake up in the morning. Jesus says in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
That's right.
So we begin our day at night.
So you're supposed to go to sleep with your no anger, your mind clear, and you're supposed to wake up that way.
Go to sleep with reverence for His Majesty.
Right.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory.
Right.
Okay, so when we retire at night, we should constructively review our day. When you're laying in your bed, review your day restructively. Where were we resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do we owe an apology? Were we kind and loving toward all? What could have we done better? Were we thinking of ourselves, or were we thinking of what we could do for others? But we must be careful not to drift into morbid reflection or to worry. All right, for that would diminish our usefulness to others. See, after making our review, we ask God for what corrective measures should be taken. Too many times we run to a man and ask him what we should do. No, we're in relationship with our daddy. Our daddy needs to instruct us here, Kevin. So the first thought here that we're bringing to the table, this is us, is our day doesn't begin tomorrow morning. My day began when I went to bed last night. As a matter of fact, excited about this program, that was about 2 o'clock. But as I laid down in bed, I went over my day, and I constructively reviewed it. And then he has on awakening. Colossians 4:2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. So on awakening, you know, let us meditate about the 24 hours ahead. When I get up out of bed, because Daddy woke me up. Wake up, Wayne, wake up, time to get up. Now I get up as I'm getting ready. You know, upon awakening is a process for me. It's brushing teeth, washing face, getting coffee, 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 getting dressed, coffee, 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 getting dressed, coffee. You know what I mean? It's a process. So let us meditate. While we're doing these things, this is, for me, it's being quiet, meditating about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, I like this, we ask God to direct our thinking and that to be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Father, clean me. We go back to the prayer, to provision and forgiveness. You know, give us this day our daily bread. You know, our thought process can be placed on a much higher plane, Dr. Kev, when it's cleared of our wrong motives. You know, I heard this lady tell me, you know, she has a system that she uses for prayer. Mondays, M's, missionaries. Tuesdays, T, task. Wednesdays, W, workers. Thursday, give thanks. Thanks, you know. Friday, pray for the families. Saturday, pray for the service that you're going to go to on Sunday. And then Sunday, pray for the saints that are going to be in the service that are probably not saying good morning or talking to you. pray for the saints, pray for the church. That was just a little repetition way. If you don't have a prayer life, that you might want to be able to use that one or use your own. About, you know, and then we got two more quick things. And the other one is thinking about our day. We're meditating in the day, and now we're thinking about it as we go through our day. Galatians 6:9 gives us a little thing here. He says, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So in thinking about our day, we might be facing some more indecision. We may not be able to determine what course to take. So we ask God for inspiration. A lot of times I'll call up my buddy, call up my friend. No, ask God. And we don't struggle. And we will be surprised how the right answers will come if we don't lose heart, like the scripture says. What used to be an occasional hunch or an inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. And then conclusion. Conclude it with the period of meditation. We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown all through the day what our next step should be. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no requests for ourselves only. Remember, we ask God to discipline us in this way. An unselfish prayer, and then you can have it for a moment. Many people out there know this. Many programs use this. But it's God, I offer myself to thee, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me from the bondage of self, that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may be a witness to those, that I may help with thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do thy will always.
Amen.
So when you pray, it's a command by Jesus. Let's pick it up, Kevin. Let's be the examples for the relationship that Christ wants us to have. And let's begin to bring that into our own life. Amen?
Amen. Well, I try to do that on a daily basis. Walk with God is daily, you know, and I try to set an example in my business life and my family life, my every waking hour.
You know, I have a friend of mine. He always says, hey, let's pray. He never lets you leave without him praying right then. That's what I'm trying to get used to in my life when people are asking for the prayer. Well, let me pray right now. But remember, Jesus says, don't pray in my name. Pray in my Father's name.
Right.
So our Father, you know, let's make sure that we design this according to scriptures. Basic, I think, what I'm saying for me. You know?
Right. Yeah, the only areas I have a hard time with is, dealing with this world. You know, I mean, as Christians, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. I mean, that may sound strange. We're not aliens or anything, but but when I'm around, you know, people in situations that are not Christians, let's put it that way. You know, they're of the world. Even though I'm, worded up to the best of my ability, number one, you know, I just know that half of the cases, well, I don't know how many, but they just may not want to hear it, you know.
Right.
But I try to set the example, whatever they may be doing that's, worldly. You know,
and again, I think the key is
we just have to, walk the walk, talk the talk, set the example.
Right. And I think the key is don't let the sun go down on our wrath. Give the devil a foothold. Don't go to bed with anger, resentment and all that, because you wake up in a worse spot. You know, let's begin our day at night.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to a music song right now, and we'll be back with you momentarily.
We have some more holistic news.
To WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true? We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. We are back, and this is the What's Up God Hour. I'm Dr. Kevin Kilday, and I'm with
Pastor Wayne Fournier. Glad we're back. Kevin, we want some information now. We got some holiday season coming up. A lot of people probably depressed. We got flu season out there. You know, so many people wondering what to do. On a holistic side.
But by the way, at this point, I want to say, you know, the word that you gave was tremendous. You know, as my friend, as my spiritual mentor, I am delighted to be doing this show again with you.
Well, good. And you know, and you mentioned something to me when we went off the radio about not praying in Jesus' name. That's not what I was saying there. According to that prayer that we were talking about, was in this manner when you pray our Father. Make sure we give honor and glory to the on high, okay? That's basically it. So when we get to the questions, anybody's getting a say on that, they can call that in. But I appreciate that, brother. But let us know about the holiday depression season. What can we do? Flu, cold. Give us some ideas.
Yes, this is the season. As that song goes, or the saying goes, 'tis the season to be jolly. And we're supposed and we're really supposed to be that way. However, we're in this season right now. People are shopping, you know, for their loved ones. There's, you know, some shoppers out there that I've seen that are really just acting ridiculous. But you know, maybe they'll straighten themselves out. But the point I want to make is, this time of year is very difficult for people who are alone, have no family, for people who have lost loved ones, which I may want to mention something right now. I had something that happened to me about a week or so ago that really saddened me. You know, I'm a musician. I play with a praise team with a number of musicians, and I'm not going to mention no names or the church. It's just not my place right now. But a 21-year-old guitar player who I've been playing with for a number of years took his life.
Sad.
And
sad.
Very sad. It really, I hate to hear things like that. However, it is the holiday season, and that's a time where people, you know, losing loved ones are alone and just are having a hard time. So. So my heart and prayer goes out to that family. Now, on the holiday season, there is a higher incidence of depression this time of year. Actually, ERs report more visitations this time of year than any other time of year for people with mental health issues.
And what would you identify the word depression with, Kevin? Can you have an easy definition, if I might say, for that word, depression?
Well, it's a very complicated scenario. Sometimes it's physical. You know, it could be chemical imbalances, serotonin levels, dopamine levels. It could be imbalanced. I do help people naturally, with depression. There are some wonderful herbs out there. St. John's Wort is a very popular one that I recommend for mild depression. Another one is very good, especially if you have like body aches and things like that that go along a lot of times with depression. SAMI is another one that's the clinical studies have shown a lot of good positive results.
And don't forget to see your practicing doctor also, correct?
Yes, yes. Always, you know, check with your physician if you are going to be taking, you know, anything for a health condition. And also, do not take the things that I have suggested if you are taking already prescription antidepressants. They do not mix. Therefore, talk to your doctor.
Right. So I always looked at the word of depression, D-E meaning two, pressing together. And what two we're looking at, or I think you're talking about, is my mind and my soul. Pressing in together, giving me that imbalance to where I'm kind of, you know, it's hurting, headache, physical signs, and things like that. I mean, for a simple definition for the people listening out there, would that be a correct thing, you think, or what? With the mind and the soul kind of, you know what I mean?
Well, yes, yes. It's it could be a spiritual problem also.
Which would be the souls I'm talking about, the soul
right.
deep into the heart. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And and it could be as I mentioned, if you're dealing with a chronic health condition, chronic meaning long lasting, and you can't seem to find any answers from your doctors, or you're just not getting better, and you're just mad at the world because you have this disease. I mean, I had a family member who had a MS, and she was very bitter and very angry, and always said like, "Why me? Why me?" Well, I mean, her condition got worse and worse and worse, and her symptoms got worse and worse and worse. And in a situation like that, you gotta turn the mindset around. Just saying, I can beat this. I'm gonna research the books, internet, and whatever I
back
can
to the prayer, to the find communication.
Out to find out, you know, what can be done about this, and I'm gonna fight it. And you go in there with a frontline fighter's attitude.
Right on.
You know,
right on.
And
meet it right where it counts.
Right.
And that's why our prayer life, again, as we talked about, prayer was important. At this moment, Kevin, I'm just going to mention that the phone number here, for anybody that you want to call in, we got about 15 minutes left. We're going to open the lines while Dr. Kevin keeps continuing to talk to us about some of the things that are good during the depression time, during the flu season here. And that number here at the radio station to call in is 321-632-1000. Again, the lines will be open for the next 10 minutes. It's 321-632-1000. So, Kevin.
And we work, attempt your answer, your mind, body, and spiritual questions right. that you may have.
Why don't you talk to us a little bit here now about the flu season and some of the things.
Well, just the holiday season, all right? Okay. The increased demands of shopping and going to family parties, company parties, family reunions. You got house guests coming in from out of town. You know, this creates a lot of
not me. I lock my doors.
Right, just sit there and just say, "Go away." No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's why we're outrageous and
contagious. You got radical. You got that right. No.
All right. Well,
that's what most of us are thinking. Oh no, here comes Aunt Sue.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and some of the complaints that you may have, some physical conditions, with some of these stressors would be, an increase in headaches. You may be doing some excessive drinking, even though you may not want to. I mean, that may be an issue that you may have to address. Wait to the first of the year, make it a resolution. It might be overeating. You're at the trough there, and you're just eating and eating and eating because January 1st, I'm going on my annual diet. It happens, but it's the mindset. If you want to wait to the first, go ahead. But just say, I'm going to do it.
So you're saying try to catch this ahead of time before it really hits us real hard.
Right, right.
All right, okay.
But here are some of the suggestions that you can do to ward off, holiday blues or even holiday depression. Try to set realistic goals and pace yourself. Organize your time and prioritize. Number two, let go of the past. You know, life brings changes. Embrace the future. Don't dwell on the good old days, that they're gone, but reminiscent about how good the good life-changing events that you have made for yourself. Another thing, volunteer and help others.
Bingo.
Who have less than you. It will make you feel better.
And it works if you work it. Don't forget the number, 321-632-1000. We're waiting for your calls in.
I mentioned that some people might drink excessively. Remember, excessive drinking will increase depressed feelings. Spend time with supportive people and family. Reach out and talk to a close friend or a family member. Talk to your pastor, your minister, your spiritual advisor, whatever you call them. Talk to your physician, or to just talk to a professional counselor, or come and talk to me. I'm a certified pastoral counselor. And very important, this is one of the most important on my list. If you feel that you are depressed, and if you're going to hurt yourself in any way, seek help.
Amen.
Right away. Seek help. Get on that phone. You dial 911. You go to the emergency room. Look up the 800 number for the suicide hotline. Whatever you got to do, very important. You have feelings. You have thoughts like that. Seek help. And don't try to be like a tough guy or a tough gal and tough it out. Depression is a very serious illness and needs to be dealt with professionally.
Right on. And when you're seeking help, don't forget, you got to trust in these people. So it's good to have relationship with the people that you're calling and asking.
Right.
And my suggestion is to make sure you go into that prayer time and talk to the Father, because the Bible tells us, Dr. Kilday, is to test everything. Just because somebody's got a license, just because they got something, they could be going through their own thing. And they could give you what they are meaning to be true and correct. But still, let's just check that out. Let's make sure that that's what we need to do for us. Amen.
And lastly, my personal favorite, spend some quiet time with God.
Amen.
And remember what this season is all about and continue to pray.
Good. I like that. Holistic News Time here at What's Up God Hour.
The phones are open. We're here to answer biblical questions, spiritual questions, health questions, anything you may have. 321-632-1000. We are live. Pastor Dr. Wayne Fournier and Dr. Kevin Kilday.
And now we got a little time left, Kevin. So give us a couple things we can do about prevention for flu and on the holistic, on the natural end.
Yes.
You know, let us know a couple things without going into a preaching.
This is the, I leave the preaching to you, man.
All right. good information.
It is the, we're in the middle of the cold and flu season, you know. I as someone who takes, supplements to try to bet my best to, to exercise and get some proper rest, it didn't matter. I ended up with the flu last week. And I'm telling you, this flu going around is it will hurt you.
Amen.
You know, and unfortunately, people who've gotten the flu shot are not immune to this strain of flu.
That's why I like to take this time right now to say to my lovely little granddaughters, Felicia and Elena Latula, make sure you stay warm during this cold time, because the flu season is out there. Remember, Papa loves you.
So there's a couple of things I'm just going to mention, some supplements that will help, preventing the onset of flu. Like I said before, number one, make sure you get plenty of rest, especially during this holiday season. Try your best to get adequate amount of sleep. Do some exercise, even if it takes just walking around the block for 15 minutes. Just start out with maybe 5 minutes. Then do 5 minutes later on in the day. Work your way up to maybe 20 or 30 minutes a day 3 to 4 times a week. That helps. You know, more fruits and vegetables. All right. Now, as far as supplements go, you know, even our medical doctors today say that we should all take a multivitamin. I'm not, you know, have any favoritism towards a particular brand. Just make sure it has 100% of all the recommended daily allowances of vitamins and minerals. Take a good a probiotic. Again, a good probiotic will help with prevention. Most people don't realize that 70% of your immune system, which fights off bacteria, viruses, disease, 70% of your immune system is in your gut. So that's why you treat it with some probiotics. It's actually bacteria, but it's good bacteria.
You know, when you mentioned that to me probably about 3 or 4 months ago and part of my recovery, it could have been a little longer than that, I began to take the probiotic. And I'll tell you what, it's really helped out a lot. It really has, you know, and I wasn't a vitamin taker. I'm a gym guy. You know, I always used to stay in shape and hit the gym all the time. And now getting into my older years, vitamins is something that I never paid much attention to that I realize today are very important.
Again, the phone lines are open, 632-1000, area code 321-632-1000. The phone's alive. You can call us. So getting back to this, if you take a probiotic, make sure it's about 12 to 15 billion multi-strain probiotic. Just read the label. You'll understand what I'm saying. Now, vitamin C. Very good for vitamin C. You should be taking at least 1,000 milligrams a day. That is not very much for prevention. Now, for a therapeutic dose, meaning once you already have the onset of symptoms of a cold or a flu, you can go from 5 to 20,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day.
Eating oranges, is that going to help me?
Well, there's... No, they get that much milligrams of vitamin C, you'll probably have to eat a whole truckload of oranges.
Okay, well, see, that's good information. A lot of times people, you know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Does an orange a day keep me full of vitamin C? I mean, I don't know.
Right. Also, vitamin D. Vitamin D is getting a lot of news lately. Most people don't realize that women... diagnosed with breast cancer, a majority of them show a vitamin D deficiency.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Right.
I should know that.
Vitamin D is actually deficient in as much as 40% of Americans. And studies have shown that it reduces viral infections, such as the flu. Prevention, you know, 1 to 2,000 international units a day. A therapeutic dose... Once you start getting the onset of symptoms, you can go up to 4,000 to 5,000 units a day. So those are the basic four that I recommend. These are all backed up with clinical studies. I never recommend anything unless it's backed up by clinical studies. To check the internet, you will see what I mean. Just a couple of other ones. Another one called Andrographis. That's Andrographis. It's a medicinal herb. It's been used in the Asian cultures for centuries. And studies have shown that it increases immune function and speeds flu recovery. Prevention, about 400 milligrams a day. Therapeutically, once onset of symptoms, up to 2,400 milligrams a day. And last, beta glucans, another one. Studies show it increases immune defense and natural killer cells. Prevention, 1,000 milligrams a day. Therapeutic, up to 600. I'm sorry.
And why don't you give us your website? Because they can get onto the website, grab a lot of this information, be able to get a hold of you and talk more personally with
it. Yeah, actually, you know, this is from an article. I write monthly for a wonderful magazine called Spotlight Magazine. It's a family-owned, Christian-owned magazine. You can see it in a lot of, pick it up in a lot of supermarkets.
I was reading one yesterday at the VA.
Right, and I do write, you know, small, you know, monthly articles for them. And you can also go to their website. I think it's Spotlight Magazine, Inc. I don't know. Just Google it. I'm not 100% sure. I'm terribly sorry. But my articles are in the on their website. And they're soon to be loaded up onto my own website, holistichealthcenter.us. Okay. And last but not least, garlic. Garlic, very, very good, been clinically studied, around for many years. It's been clinically studied to help, you know, colds and flu, and has immune boosting effects to it. I even use it as part of my protocol for cancer prevention and solutions. And prevention, about 900 milligrams daily. Once you have onset of symptoms, up to 3,600 milligrams a day. And again, as I said earlier, check with your doctor before you start taking any of these, especially if you're taking you know, some other medicines that sometimes interact with these. So always check with your family physician or just do some due diligence and check for any interactions with these things.
All right. Well, that was our holistic news session. We'll be hearing more about that. We're getting ready to close it down. About 5 minutes left over here. So again, let's be reminded that we're trying to be the church. We want to be in relationship with our Father in heaven, Jesus, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We talked today about prayer being a main part of that. We pray that our prayer life is to be increased. Another thing is that you know, we'll have some numbers and stuff next week for you. We also have a training center to train frontline fighters for the battlefield of addictions. We are certified in addictions for anyone out there that is having trouble in addictions. We're going to have a good little information for you next week. You'll be tuning in at 10:30. You know, Kevin, this has been a lot of fun here this morning. It's been a lot of information. I got some good information from the Holistic News Center, the Word of God, of course. Let's remember that this is the season, and the reason for the season is our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we want to make sure that we continue to always give him all the honor and all the glory for that. You know, and so the What's Up God Hour is going to be tuning out here shortly. We want to thank you all for listening. We didn't get any calls in this week, but
we still maybe have time for some calls, or
nah, that's probably about over right now. So, but maybe next week we'll get a call or two that we might be able to come in.
Well, we've been told we have still 4 minutes. We can still get one or two calls in. You're welcome to call 321-632-1000.
All right.
For any questions you may have for myself or Reverend Dr. Wayne Fournier.
Pastor Wayne.
Pastor Wayne, yes. I don't know. We're just.
I know. That's cool.
Yes, Pastor, we will be here every Saturday morning now. This is called the What's Up God Hour.
What's up?
And nothing. Just kicking back. Getting a little bit of God.
Amen.
And we will be here every Saturday from 10:30 to 12 o'clock. Please tune us in. Keep us in mind. Call us.
Yeah, let us know if you enjoyed it or not. You know?
Stop down Holistic Health Center, which is a sponsor of this show. I'm located at 500 North Harbor City Boulevard in Melbourne. Phone number is 321-549-0711.
Say that number again.
321-549-0711.
And for any addiction questions, anybody's in trouble with recovery, call that number.
Okay. Do you want to give out a number for any? You are a certified addictions counselor, so
right. But we're gonna use the number of your health center for right now until we get something better set up. Not that I'm hiding or anything.
Right. Okay.
It's my personal number.
Yeah.
Just
call that number I gave you, and if you wish to consult with Pastor Wayne privately, I will get you in touch with him. If you want to, if you're looking for some vitamins or herbs or nutritional or spiritual counseling or help with anything whatsoever, just call my store at 321-549-0711.
Well, let's pray out, Kevin. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your glory. Father, we ask that what we did here today was in an honor and glory of your kingdom. Father, we want to bind and loose anything that is in heaven that's here on earth here today. Father, we pray for all those that are walking around in a depressed state, as Kevin was talking about, or a state where the flu might come, that you heal them and you bring them back to complete ability, that they're able to be a productive person and lovable person for you on this holiday season. We thank you for tuning in. Again, this is the What's Up God Hour with Pastor Wayne Fournier and Dr. Kevin Kilday. My glass.